a secret trip. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden spent part of today in Kyiv, Ukraine, to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky to promise more aid in its war with Russia.
The president is committing $500 million more dollars in equipment for the fight against Putin.
Thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now.
The U.S. gave Russia a heads up. President Biden would be visiting Ukraine, but to keep the trip clandestine, the president was driven in a white Toyota SUV instead of the customary black limo or Suburban, and traveled with a much smaller bubble than usual.
Fox's Peter Doocy in Warsaw. President Biden now back in Poland, where he's set to deliver an address tomorrow, as he expected to try to shore up support for Ukraine as the war enters its second year. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has killed at least three people and injured more than 200 in parts of Turkey, decimated 2 weeks ago by two major earthquakes that killed tens of thousands. Northwest Syria's civil defense organization, the White Helmets, reported more than 130 injuries, most of them non-life-threatening. One person has died, several others hurt after an explosion at a metals plant near Cleveland, Ohio.
Debris went flying from this building 200 yards in every direction, landing on cars, busting through glass windows of other buildings, an absolutely terrifying scene, but nothing compared to what was going on inside of that building here at I. Schumann and Company. A foundry with this molten hot metal inside that just exploded for some reason. The roof collapsing, the walls flying in every direction.
Suzanne Stratford with Fox TV affiliate WJW in Oakwood Village. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says a man arrested for the shooting death of a Catholic bishop in his home on Saturday is the husband of the victim's housekeeper. 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody by a SWAT team at his home in Torrance. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Families of victims of terror attacks blaming big tech for their relatives' deaths and taking the case to the Supreme Court.
Families of those ISIS terror victims sued Twitter and Google after the companies allegedly steered extremist online material to viewers that would most likely be interested in them. Now, in Congress, members from both sides of the aisle have complained about the scope of Section 230. May sound bipartisan, but Democrats and Republicans essentially want different things for different reasons. The first case will be argued tomorrow at 10, followed by the second Wednesday at 10. A decision is expected by late June, but what both parties can agree on is the fact that the internet is vastly different than 1996.
Fox's David Spunt. The family say the social media content radicalized people, leading them to join the terror group. This comes during a push by lawmakers to ban TikTok for promoting harmful content to children and over its claim that it's a surveillance tool for China. United Airlines makes it easier for families to fly together.
United Airlines Holdings says it will change its seat tool map so children younger than 12 years old can be seated next to an adult in their party without a fee. The tool will make preferred seats in economy cabins, often aisle or window seats, available without an extra charge. United says more adjacent seating options will start appearing right away, and the change will be fully implemented by early March. Airlines have been under pressure from lawmakers and regulators to scrap junk fees that have made it difficult for families to fly together. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania at number one, earning $104 million. Avatar, The Way of Water, remains in second with $6.4 million. Coming in third place is Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, bringing in $5.3 million. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.